Hey, we got a special guest here on the show with us again, Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette. How was your holidays, my friend?
Oh, great. How was yours?
Mine was good. You know, no, nothing real eventful to talk about, and I'm glad that you made it back into the saddle, and I'm anxious to find out from you a couple of different things. I want to talk about the fishing on the rivers, of course, but also your live bait sales and some decent reports finally coming in from ice fishermen.
Yeah, finally that time of year. Took a while this year.
Yeah.
I've got quite a few guys coming into the shop for bait, able to fish within a half hour of Marquette, so that's good news.
Anything you want to give up as far as specific lakes, or are they all kind of small bodies of water that, you know, I don't like to give up names on little lakes?
They are pretty small. Not talking many private lakes, though, so that's good.
Okay.
But, yeah, about half hour west, you know, head towards, like, the Republic area.
Okay. All right.
The smaller lakes out that way are safe. There's about 4 inches of ice on some of them, so you still have to use some caution. Not every lake's going to be like that.
Yeah, no doubt, especially when you start talking about lakes that have any kind of current in them.
Yes.
All right, well, let's talk about your live bait then. What are you carrying and what's selling?
Selling a lot of shiners right now. Guys are going for walleye. Other than that, for the most part, it's waxies and small fatheads. Guys going for perch and bluegill.
Any specific lures working better with those live baits?
Small teardrops with the waxies. Guys are using spreader rigs, going after, you know, perch and crappie too. Just putting a set line with that next to their jigging rod.
And you're selling a lot of ice fishing tackle there as well, right?
Yep, everyone's getting ready. So there's quite a few rods going out the door right now. I've got a lot of jigs out.
What about your tip-up selection? What are you carrying?
I've got some new tip-ups from HT. I've got one beaver dam left. I've got quite the run on tip-ups this week.
Oh.
If you're looking to pick up a used one, you probably want to get in here pretty soon. They're going to sell out within a couple weeks.
But you're also carrying some, you're going to get some new stuff too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've got new stuff on the shelf too.
Okay.
Which I'll always have that in stock.
But the nice thing about your shop with consignment and used items, I mean, they're gently used typically. They're functional, and you can save a lot of money.
Yeah, I've got looking at a beaver dam right now for $20.
Wow.
You can't beat that.
Well, when we continue with Nick from Superior Outfitters in downtown Marquette in our next outdoor report, we'll switch over to river fishing and talk about bait, hardware, and fly fishing in the rivers. Good steelhead catch is still being reported, so stay tuned for some hot tips, as well as fly tying nights at Superior Outfitters in Marquette. All this and more in our second outdoor report right here later this hour on The Outdoor Show.